Iraq has warned the United Nations that ISIL militants have taken control of chemical weapons and nerve agents stored in the country. In a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Iraqi ambassador to the UN, Mohammed Ali El-Hakim, reported that terrorists entered the Muthanna site on June 11th. The plant is a former chemical weapons facility northwest of Baghdad. It's believed that 2,500 rockets filled with the deadly nerve agent sarin and other chemical warfare agents are kept there. According to Ambassador Al-Hakim, the militants seized weapons and equipment from the guards protecting the facility. In addition to the rockets, artillery shells containing mustard gas and two bunkers containing the toxic agent sodium cyanide and the chemical agent Tabun are also in the hands of the ISIL insurgents. Well, let's go back to our second story now about the fact that chemical weapons facilities have fallen into the hands of the ISIL terrorists in Iraq. And once again, it seems that we've established connection with Los Angeles. Let's go to Los Angeles itself and talk to John Parker with the International Action Center. Welcome back, sir. Mr. Parker, it seems that chemical weapons have fallen in the hands of the ISIL terrorists. What do you make of this latest development?
I think this is, it's very serious. This is... And it's once again, it's a product of the United States trying to divide and conquer. I mean, it's more than the 35 years they've been in Iraq. And what if you just think of Iraq before the U.S. war and invasion, and before the 1.5 million people were killed, and before the depleted uranium was dropped on the population and things, it was the divisions weren't there. But the U.S. uses divisions of religion to try to destabilize. They don't care about, you know, it's interesting. ISIS, they've been, where are they getting their arms from? They're getting their arms from Saudi Arabia. They're getting them from the Gulf monarchies. They're from the direction of the United States government. It's like the United States is really giving them all of these arms that they use. Well, they wanted them to use them to destabilize Syria. And now they're being used in Iraq. But the U.S. has no problem with arming both sides in order to get what it wants. The U.S. has no problem with chemical weapons. They have no problem with weapons of mass destruction as long as they're used by those who would destroy the sovereignty of countries where the resources are desired by multinational corporations in the United States.
And, of course, the fact that ISIL terrorists have gained access to these chemical weapons, how worse can the situation get, though?
It's going to get... It will get worse, but it will get worse if the U.S., because we don't know exactly who's behind the ISIS forces. The U.S. acts like it's against this, and it wants to do something to stop it. But we don't know that. We do know that the U.S. has a history of repeatedly making situations worse and more dangerous. So it's a dangerous situation that the international community is going to have to deal with. But the United States government should not be a player in that decision because at one hand, they're saying that they're against this terrorism and worried about these chemical weapons. On the other hand, they armed these folks so they could get chemical weapons and use them like they're using them right now.
Indeed.
The U.S. does the opposite of what it says it will do. So it's another situation where we really have to, here in the United States, we really have to control this country's military. We really have to stop it.
All right.
Because it's the most dangerous thing in the world today.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to John Parker with the International Action Center from Los Angeles. Thanks for your time there, sir.